I will step back and let him lead the way. For I would walk along the road to him, into his presence. Would I answer now? Me to remember who I really am. God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be nothing else. God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be nothing else. By grace I live. And am I released? There's no cruelty in God and none in me. What could I want more but to remember you? What could I seek but my true identity? God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be nothing else. God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be nothing else. God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be nothing else. So let's let out a big, big sigh together. You can close your eyes for a moment. And we invite the spirits to look together with us. We're going inside of our minds to shine a light upon anything that is ready to be seen and ready to be healed, ready to be lifted. So let's look together with the Spirit. If there are any thoughts or any feelings, any judgments around what God is, what we are inside of our mind, even if it's things like, you know, where you think like, I know God is not like that, or I know God is actually just love, but try not to spiritualize it. So if there are things coming up like, how could God allow war or disease? That must mean He is, you know, an asshole. Even though, you know, your mind is saying, I know God didn't create that, and I'm a good course student, I know better. Just allow whatever thoughts, whatever feelings, whatever judgments, even if you think it's from someone else, something you've heard, just let it come up. Let's fully hand all of it over into the hands of the Spirit. Maybe you like to do it with a big sigh or shake your body. hold of thoughts of how God sees us as guilty or as not good enough. All of the thoughts of how we see ourselves, that we're guilty, that we're separated ourselves from God, that we deserve to be punished. That we need to be fearful of God. Let's hand all of that over into the hands of the Spirit. Let's ask instead for the truth and for all of these thoughts to be replaced by the truth. That we may truly feel and understand that really God is only love, and that there is no cruelty in God, and that therefore there can be none in us. See yourself handing it all over, handing over all of your thoughts, all of your judgments about God, about yourself, about your brother or sister. Maybe you like to see yourself with empty hands standing in front of the Spirit, in front of this beautiful light, just ready and open to receive the truth, to have truth be restored to you, and to have all grievances be replaced by miracles. So let's allow that truth to come and flush inside of us, come make everything clean and light, washing away all the judgments, all the grievances, all the darkness, all the belief in guilt and sin. Like a beautiful cleansing river just flowing through you, through your past, through your future, through the present. God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be nothing else. God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be nothing else. Sing it one more time together in your own way. God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be nothing else. God is only love, and therefore so am I. I can be a big sigh. Ooh, maybe like to shake it out a bit. Just place your hand on your heart. And we join our mind today for the purpose of fully remembering this truth that God is only love, and therefore so am I. Holy Spirit, we ask you to replace all of our fearful thoughts about God, all of our thoughts, unconscious thoughts, unconscious judgments, feelings that say anything else of God but that he is perfect love, and that he loves us truly, unconditionally. We give it all to you, and we come with empty hands to know our own identity in that of God. Thank you.